Hi, I'm Ray Hollister.
I'm Tom Braun.
And we're the guys from Deemable Tech.
Donna writes, I share a data plan with my family. I'm the biggest user of data, but I'm also the least tech savvy. I do very little downloading. I mostly just check emails. If someone sends me a link and I open it, am I downloading? Sometimes I use my iPhone as a hotspot for my laptop. Is that downloading? Why am I using so much data?
Donna, anytime your phone gets information over the internet, that counts against your data plan. Opening an email?
You gotta download that email.
Opening a website that was linked from that email?
More downloading.
Using your iPhone as a hotspot so your laptop can connect to the internet?
So much downloading. In fact, using your phone as a hotspot is one of the most data-intensive activities you can do. Your laptop is a powerful machine, and it can request a lot of data in a hurry. If you're surfing the internet on your phone, you're probably loading up one website at a time. But on your computer, you may have two or three or more websites going at once.
Plus, most websites these days offer lightweight versions that are optimized for your phone. That way, there is less stuff for your phone to download. When you go online with your laptop, though, you get it all. All the images, all the ads, not to mention the video at the top that automatically starts playing. That can eat up a lot of data really fast.
Now, Ray, can you think of some other things that Donna might be doing on her phone that she doesn't realize are eating up her data plan?
Sure. Donna, do you stream music with Spotify or Pandora? Do you download podcasts with iTunes or Stitcher or another podcast app? These apps can eat up your precious, precious data really quick.
Or what about using your phone for GPS navigation?
Yep.
Map apps like Google Maps and Apple Maps use data to download directions and maps of your current location. It isn't a huge amount, but if you do a lot of driving, it can add up.
Here's a really sneaky thing that can use up your data. Free games.
What? How?
Well, you know those annoying little ads they show while you're playing them?
Yeah.
Guess how they got there? Downloading.
Oh, sneaky.
Oh, and don't forget about sharing the pics you snapped on your phone with your friends. When you share them on Facebook or Instagram, that counts against your data too.
But that's uploading.
Still counts.
Donna, you're probably starting to feel like Lucky the Leprechaun. Everyone's after me data plan.
Well, here's the secret to stopping them. Wi-Fi. When your phone is connected to Wi-Fi, it doesn't use your data plan, so you don't have to worry about any of this stuff. That's why Wi-Fi at home is a great idea. Sure, getting your home wired up for internet can cost money, but it will almost definitely be cheaper than paying overage charges to your carrier.
Also, we have mentioned this before, but all wireless providers offer a phone number you can call or text to see what your current monthly data usage is. Find out what yours is and take advantage of it before you get slapped with overcharges.
If you like Ask Deemable Tech and you want to make sure you never miss an episode, go to Deemable.com and sign up for our newsletter or subscribe to the podcast. Just make sure to do it on Wi-Fi. Search iTunes or Spotify for Ask Deemable Tech.
If you have a question for Ask Deemable Tech, give us a call at 1-888-972-9868, or you can send an email to questions@deemable.com.
For WJCT News, I'm Ray Hollister.
And I'm Tom Braun.
Ask Deemable Tech is sponsored in part by the Logistics Certification Program at UNF Continuing Education.